should I help in it? Because she's legit. I hate seeing pretty women embarrass themselves.
Yeah.
If I see a pretty woman run for the bus, I'm like, stop running. I will call you an Uber. I hate seeing.
Bro.
That's what I'm thinking. That's ugly women, isn't it?
All about ugly women. They can.
They can run, man.
No, but no. Obviously, I'm not. That's what I'm thinking, though, isn't it? I hate seeing pretty women embarrass themselves.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, should I help? I'm like, nah. But then I'm kind of like looking over in it, and then we caught eyes, innit?
Yeah.
And like she kind of smiled and was like, Marv, can you help me? And I was like, okay.
Okay. No, you got the signal. Okay.
Yeah, I got the signal.
Fair enough.
I was checking my phone.
Bro,
no,
guys harassing.
You saw that flipping video where the woman she squat, she couldn't come back up.
Yeah. She was there for time.
She was like, no one was trying to help. I saw that.
Your quads are burning, bro. You hate them pillows, innit?
Yeah, I hate these pillows, like. But she was there for time. Hey, look.
Bro, that's like a full set.
You reap what you sow, innit? I know her quads were on fire. She had to have like 300 grams of carbs when she got back.
Anytime you see a girl with that little microphone thing.
Yeah. You shouldn't be mic'd up in the gym like you're Jordan. Game 7 Jordan.
Like it's the NBA or something. You're in the sidelines. It's like the Super Bowl.
Nah,
you shouldn't be mic'd up. My thing is like, I don't like mics and you see me good?
Nice.
Just we.
You see panel? Huh?
Who's that? That was still good.
But calm, still it's the same place.
No, because I think it's out of focus.
How can you see?
It might be.
What?
Is it in focus?
It's in focus, man. I can see it from here.
Yeah.
Got some gems in there, man.
No, we'll still take it.
What was I saying? You shouldn't be mic'd up in the gym, like mics and that, and tripods and that.
Fam.
So you will come with a little. Beyonce
and it's got like the wind of the fingers on.
It's like, yeah, but I like it, man. It's like, what are you doing, bro? Like, my thing is, like, I've never been in the gym. I ain't seen that in my gym, innit?
Yeah.
Thank God, innit? But, bruv, like, I don't do that, man.
You're not allowed to record in commercial gyms anyway, innit?
Nah, but the thing is, a lot of these are like, commercial gyms.
You're not allowed to record in, like, the changing rooms.
Well, you're not allowed to record in gym.
You're allowed to record in some gym.
That's Joey Swole's whole thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't want people to be able to record in gym. That's
the
whole point.
No, I think it's changing.
No cameras. Yeah.
He's a content creator, though. Isn't that what he does? He records himself in the gym all the time.
Yeah.
I think it's changing rooms.
Mm. Yeah, changing rooms.
Changing rooms.
But I feel like there should.
Changing rooms is illegal already, apparently.
Yeah. I feel like if you're in the gym to make content, there's already gyms for that.
Yeah.
Like, people are out there just like trying to get onto the workout. And now you got your little gym wife.
Yeah.
You got a little flirtation in the background. Nah, it's...
And you get...
That's what I'm saying. It's not safe.
Ain't that?
Nah, I don't know, man. I think the whole thing with that is that, listen, obviously, like, we ain't got to, like, beat the dead horse. We know I go to the gym a lot, innit?
Mm.
So my thing is, like, I'm in the gym...
Nigga swole as shit.
Anyway, if I'm in the gym, innit, I don't want to, like, be scared. Not scared, but I don't want to be worrying about, yo, like, am I going to be in someone's video and that?
Yeah.
I want to be in the gym just doing my thing, innit? Yeah. Walk around with mics and that and tripods and that. What are we doing?
Tripod in the gym's crazy, man.
Crazy.
Set up a tripod.
My thing is, if you want to record a set, just get someone to record you on their phone. You got a tripod.
I feel like, you see when they leave it like somewhere, leaning against somewhere, that's all right. But once you get like
you have a whole
camera crew.
Yeah, that's crazy,
you're putting up with a tripod and a mic.
Got a light on your camera as well.
I don't mind the tripod. It's when if I see the mic, then it's a problem at that point.
Like, what was that, like, babe? I forgot.
The one outside the all women's gym?
Yeah, and she...
Vanessa, I think her name is?
I think what Twitter was getting onto her.
Natalie.
Yeah. I was just sitting there like, nah.
You know what?
Nah, I saw her in Manchester.
Mm.
And it's actually a fuck story. So she came and like my boy is with me and she was like, oh, hi. But I didn't quite know who she was. But we obviously followed each other from back in the day. I was like, hi, whatever. Hugged her. And then my boy was like, oh, do you want an autograph to her? And she was like, do you know who I am? And I was like, oh, shit.
She had the women's only gym thing that she pulled up. I think she got a house, didn't she?
Yeah, but she was just hustling, man.
Nah, you have to respect her.
So you might think she used the bread.
She showed the GoFundMe money. Yeah. She got the 20k.
Because she's a better person than I am.
You know what? That's fair enough. I'll be real with you. I'll be real with you. Like, cool, innit? But 20 jib ain't enough to start a gym.
Yeah. No. No winner.
20 jib ain't enough to start a gym.
Because you need to get the equipment itself, bro. Like, is ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. Just to get a bunch of dumbbells.
Unless you'd be renting it, then I think it would be possible. But even then,
investors. If you want to get like, okay, so just for the sake of argument, we'll say that women don't lift as much as men, innit? Mm. So you probably don't have to go to like 50 dumbbells, innit?
Mm, yeah.
But if you want to go from like one to like, we'll say 30, just that many. If you want to get two sets of two ones, so 4 ones.
You're nicked.
How much is that going to cost you? Just the dumbbells, then the treadmills, then the bikes.
Yeah.
And the bikes. Mm. Then if you want to have like a room for classes, like you have to have a big space. Like 20 jib ain't enough. Yeah. 20 jib ain't nearly enough.
Yeah, like, it's enough for a damn.
I don't know. I don't even know if it is, to be honest.
Not in this kind of.
Yeah.
Even in Manchester, it's 20 jib enough.
Manchester now, even I think Birmingham as well is peak because people are living just out of London and traveling.
Yeah, but we ain't even talking about the space, we're talking about the equipment.
Yeah.
Then obviously you got to pay rent as well.
Yep.
Spinning bikes.
So like, they're like five wrecks. Just
yeah, bro.
Yeah, but I can tell you're probably one of those like Pride Lems gym that's like size of this.
Do you know what it is though? Like 19k of that 20k is from Gymshark.
Is it?
Yeah. The biggest donation is like 19k in this
Gymshark.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Gymshark done that.
There's no way she only got 1,000 raised from the rest of from everyone else.
I saw a couple like 20.
Nah, it is.
Probably.
Yeah. Bro, I hear me out, but like, see, like females, I shouldn't say females now, but with women, they're saying that like, they want an all women's space gym, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they really want that.
I think they do. I think they do.
Bro, there's
some that do.
There is female gyms.
Do you not see the video?
There is.
Do you not see the video? Literally, I think it was yesterday, a girl in America, she was working out late at night by herself, and there was a man, he looked like Dylan when he had like his hair. Like,
oh, and Marvin Herbert.
Yeah, he looked like Marvin Herbert, yeah. In the middle of the night, he's at the door,
yeah,
and she's working out by herself in the gym, but she just thinks he's another member or whatnot, mm-hmm. innit? So she's gone to open the door in the middle of the night, she's gone back to start working out. Donnie, he's coming with like short shorts, sliders, and a hoodie, innit, kind of
thing. He's up to no good. Yeah. He's up to no good.
So while she's working out, he's just standing over her like this, innit, kind of thing, watching her. Then he goes to try and grab her. So now they're fully like swinging now, they're fighting.
She wrapped him.
Bro, she wrapped him as well. Yeah. She wrapped him. And I'm thinking, if she wasn't strong, she's finished.
Yeah. Yeah.
Donnie's insane. Like, there's cameras everywhere in the gym.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, yo, like, this is...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Joy is with the whole Joy. Even people talk about the whole Joey Swole thing, and I don't think Joey Swole is a misogynist.
Mm.
I feel like his audience are starting to warp his message a little bit. I don't think Joey Swole is a misogynist.
There's certain things, yeah, like with him, it started off with him bit like for a good cause for you know, a backlash from men, but now it's spiraling out of control.
Yeah. Mm.
You see, I was even. Just looking at, you see Andrew Tate's case, mm-hmm. they're saying he might get thrown out. It's like he's been whatever. I said that's the worst thing that could happen to women. Like, because now if he beats that case, it's like he's going to double back 10 times
even
worse.
Even when I read the messages, I'm like, anyway.
I didn't understand it.
I didn't bother reading it.
I skimmed it and I was like, I don't really understand what's going on. Yeah. But anyway, it's like, regardless though, and we'll get off this after because I don't want to talk about this guy. But we'll talk. People always talk about, like, people are saying stuff like, oh, he ain't done nothing wrong or whatever. Cool. We're talking about a dude. This isn't, what I'm going to say next isn't hearsay. It's not a rumor. It's not clickbait. He sat, the way we're sitting now, looked dead into a camera and said, I live in Romania because I can break the law here and get away with it.
Yeah, he
said it.
He did.
He said
he
that.
He actually did say that.
But dude, I'm not making that up. It's not cancel culture. It's not whatever. He himself said, I live here because I can get away with breaking the law. Now, when he's arrested, he's innocent. Oh, he has none.
You know what that is? You see when you say something, he could have done it, but he shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
It's like, now it's like, say if I was borrowing money off you and I was like to everyone, like, I could get a quick £100 off you like that. Mm. And you're thinking, why did you say that now?
That's so funny. That's like another thing though. It's like, what's the name that got bagged in Dubai?
Oh.
I'll save it.
I was going to say,
What do we think about that?
Because the thing is, we don't know what she was doing on the tape. It could have been any kind of substance in it, whatever, cool. But we know what it is. She then came out and said, I did cocaine in Dubai kind of thing. And then you're thinking, cool. Then you're still transiting through the country. Because a lot of people think Dubai is a country, by the way. Let's get that out
of the way. Isn't it just a city?
It's just a city.
A made up city, bro.
In UAE. So she's traveling to Thailand and they bagged her in Abu Dhabi. Because like, she's doing a connecting flight.
Yeah.
She, apparently, the minimum she can get is 3 months and between a $4,500 and $23,000 fine.
She's been released.
Yeah, I heard something about how they released it. They gave her a slap on the wrist because she's the first time offender, innit? But
slap on the wrist.
Nah, it's just women.
I'll be real with you, G. Like, people got to stop going to these places and trying to do the Charlie thing.
The thing above, my thing is,
I ain't really got sympathy.
No.
And it's not just her, it's in general, isn't it?
I think people just need to stop going to Dubai in general, bro.
That
place is just, it's literally just that Instagram.
That side of the world, Instagram crazy.
I've never been in it, but.
That's what I said, I have no like intentions of going to Dubai. Yeah. But I say that, but if I ever got my money up, I'm changing. I'm inviting, you see them rich niggas who invite you out to like rich places, they're like, yeah, yacht party, like 10K each, calm bro. Like,
but I'm not gonna lie, that side of the world has the best hospitality though.
Sorry, bro. Talk to us. No, legit.
Yeah. Like, I've never been to another place where these lot are just willing to like anything and everything.
Why do you think that is, though?
Yeah, because they've got their the history is they ain't got much history.
They got secrets.
They actually have slaves, bro.
Do you know what? I've got there's a few people in my life that have gone over there as teachers and stuff because you know that happens a lot now. Yeah, bro. Living there as a black person, obviously you've got your like the ones that have the UK passport, you're an expat, you get treated well, but like dark skinned people over there treated horribly, blood.
Sorry, bro.
Treated bad.
You know what light skinned is? I got a little pass.
if it was like one person that said it or whatever, I've had like three different people tell me. I was like, rah, bro.
Yeah. Let's get they're
known to treat like Indian people and East African people really badly.
Yeah.
God damn.
My mum says she went there for work or whatever back in the day. And she said like, there were families with like actual slaves, bro. Like walking behind them, carrying everything.
That's crazy.
Like they're abusing them, hitting them and stuff in public. Like it's mad.
Boy.
Yeah, it's a bit nuts.
And my boy's bagged out there, man. $3 billion.
Shit. What? Oh yeah. He's bagged out there, innit? He's got like 7 years left.
Yeah, 7 years.
Wait, this is real.
Yeah, it's real.
My boy got bagged out there for CBD.
Oh, that's your brother. So, okay.
And they made it legal now as well, isn't it?
Yeah. They changed the law but kept him in.
Yeah, but what?
That's what they do though, isn't it? If they change the law, if you got bagged for it before,
yeah, they'll keep you.
Yeah, they keep you in. Because look at all the men in America who all banged up for like weed and that.
Yeah, they're in there thinking shit.
Yeah, your head's hot.
Couple years later.
Yeah, your head's hot. But let's get into this intro, man.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Intro. I mean, like, Chino hasn't been here for about 2 months now. Talk to us, man. How's your travels been, man?
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
Yeah. Introduce yourself.
You've
got to reintroduce yourself.
I forgot who I am.
Cheeksy Chino.
Allow me. I'm Wholesome Chino now. Obviously, I've gotten my
So you admit you used to be Cheeksy Chino?
No!
I said now.
No, but I've just known that this is a complete change. I'm a wholesome guy now. Like, I'm very calm and stable. Do you know what I mean?
You're the first person to come back from Texas, a better person.
What was Texas saying?
I said he went Texas and the atrocities.
Yeah. Do you know what?
No STDs.
Do you know what? Yeah, it was actually wavy. Like, it was proper. Yeah, it was good.
Was it like hillbillies and that?
What?
Like red Texas, like Mississippi.
Yo!
No, Texas.
Nah, not where he went. What part of Texas did you go to? You ain't no backwater Texas.
No, I was in Dallas, bro.
There you go.
I was in Dallas.
I don't know.
That's a city. That's like a city. That's a modern city now. Like,
yeah, bro. You ain't no backwater.
Austin, Texas, like.
So I was in a place called Forney, right? So Dallas isn't like, it's a city, but it's a series of different like small neighborhoods, like.
Okay.
Instead of like this big city that extended from itself, do you know what I'm saying? It's not like London. It's like it's just different places that all kind of creates Dallas as a whole, yeah.
Mm.
So I was in Forney. That's where my brother lives, yeah, bro. There's so much space. It's just nice.
Bro, it's bigger.
Like, people can't drive fine, but like there's a lot of space, bro, man. It's good, fam. It was proper sick, bro.
Man, pound for pound, Texas got the best cheeks.
Ooh.
Can you confirm?
Cheeksy Chino.
I can't. No. From the couple that I saw, it was some good stuff out there. Some good women out there.
I just wanted to know.
There's some good women out there, man.
Good cheek.
Some good. Yeah, bro. It was.
So what's
the
What was the ratio? Was the hamstring ratio saying though?
No. It was
saying good hamstring.
Yeah. It wasn't a Fugazi thing. It was like
good
it
hamstring.
Was, yeah, it looked good still.
So what's your Texas body count?
Impossible. There was nothing. I went out there for fam.
How long were you there for?
For like 5 weeks. I went out there for
party.
Nah, I went out. Did I party? Yeah, a few times. I did. I went out to a club a couple of times. See how the thing is.
You're not a nigga lying when you're rubbing his quads.
You know, I've been
fat this whole time. My
man was snoring.
Why are you making this an interview, bruv? Nah, it was nice.
We're intrigued, bro.
I went out there. My older brother like took me about to little places.
I got a question for you. When you arrived, did you shout your brother immediately? Or did you wait a bit?
Yeah.
At the airport?
Nah. When you got there, did you spend a couple of days there before you told you?
No. I didn't do that because I don't know the area yet.
That's what Miles does when he comes from Birmingham to London. I will hit you up on day three after he gets out of cheeks. He's like, all right, cool.
You might say, you man available, yeah?
What's the man them saying on Sunday evening?
The guy's been there since Thursday. it was calm. I'm gonna go again this summer, I think. That's I'm good, gonna man. Go again this summer though.
But yeah, we also got Kia here. You know, making this is his first official appearance.
Last one was
I think we need to forget about the last one.
Yeah, we said some things that we shouldn't have.
You know what's so funny? I was supposed to be here that day, but the train strikes fucked me over.
Oh yeah, that was
I would have been coming from work, it would have took me like legit 2 hours to get here.
I think it would have been more decorum on the
point.
You
were on.
You know what I mean?
Like,
Alex would have been able to get away with the shit that you were saying. Yeah.
It wasn't me that day. It wasn't me.
To be fair, you generated that from your soul. It came out of nowhere.
You see when like I had to play the Atlas role, like where the like, cool guys, like let's chill, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
I wasn't used to it. Niggas gave me too much.
Running wild, bro.
they gave me too much responsibility. I said I couldn't handle this.
Guys, but, a chimp, bro.
But yeah,
proper ape,
fam.
But yeah, man, I'm inside. You know, new music, not used to waking up before 10 o'clock. So
new music as well, though. New music as well.
Yeah. New music out.
New music not. New music not.
Project coming. You know.
Yeah, let's go.
When is that actually coming?
April.
April?
Confirmed.
Yeah. Confirmed. Okay.
Wait.
Please,
go. He's hilarious here, because I've seen him been doing the interviews. Yeah. Mixtape or EP coming out November.
That was like 3 years ago. This music thing's not easy, bro. Like, people love to push you back. Like,
yeah, because it started off saying, January, your birthday, you're dropping the EP.
Yeah.
Did it went to Feb. Mm-hmm. And you got to Feb, like, yeah, March, man.
Yeah.
And now this is the first time I'm hearing this. Man. Yeah, April. It's confirmed, bro. Like,
is the EP finished?
Finished, completely finished.
Mastered everything.
It's been finished for like since last year, end of summer.
That must be so frustrating. Like,
bro, by the time the songs come out, I'm not going to lie, I'm not really fucking with them anymore.
Man, you've been listening to it for like 6 months.
I've been banging them. Yeah. They've gone triple platinum in my WhatsApp. I hear that on Spotify, bro. That's why, like, when I hear my songs, I always say, change it. When
I don't unless it's a great moment. I think
I can listen to the songs that I released a while back now.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you first release it, it's like, I've already banged this out, bro. I don't want to hear it.
Nah,
but you lot should listen though.
I
told you that was my favorite song from
it's a good way to start the day, and I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. You slap Lean On Me on and think it's shit, bro.
Yeah,
gospel and that. I ain't been to church in 4 years, but
do you know what I wanted to talk about? I was just thinking about this morning, you know, when you get a trim, does not everything just feels so much better.
Yeah,
bro.
Like, every problem goes away, bro. Like,
bro, skin clears up.
What are you looking at me for?
I
didn't even mean anything, but now I'm laughing.
I just clocked. You still get shaped, your beard shaped up, no?
Nah, they don't really be doing it right.
You don't shave your head every day?
Nah.
But when you do,
yeah, I do feel good still. My dad grow here, innit? It grows here, but it don't grow here.
My dad shaves every day. It's a bit bonkers.
I said every day,
bro. Like, every day. If you see my dad, his head top is clean.
Fair enough.
Clean every day, like it's perfect. It's like a little bowling ball.
But, do you know what? That's actually that's part of the thing, that I'm trying to do this year. Take better care of yourself, bro. Like, getting trims more often. little things that make someone more presentable.
Nah, well, I can't get trimmed too often, bro, because I'm starting to feel like man's.
I was with one of my niggas the other day. I got 19 trims left.
What do you mean? He narrowed it down.
What's a 19
left? He narrowed it down.
I know you not saw the Michael Richards.
I've got 19 left and I'm done.
No, wait.
Wait, the Michael Richards.
Was it?
Yo.
Three trims a week.
Three trims a week. Six bills.
2 bills, a trim.
That's what Mike Richards does.
He goes, when he's working and he's abroad, yeah, he fly his barber out, yeah. 3 trims in a week.
Bro, that's crazy.
Bro, like, if I'm working Monday, Wednesday,
Saturday. Bro, but yeah, the thing is, you know what's crazy?
What?
He was boasting about his barber in Dubai, in Qatar.
Yeah.
Bro, I've never seen a man go so many misses for haircuts.
Yeah.
I was watching him, I was like, there's no way your barber comes out like that.
2 bills?
Bro, you see what
it's a high top slash mohawk. Slash
yeah.
taper.
Bro, I need
to lie. He's doing too much. He's trying to have every 2009 hairstyle at the same time.
One.
He needs to allow it.
You know what it is, people be like, barbers be, they be cheating the process with that fiber tick.
Oh.
And Michael Richards was going crazy with like, you see when the hairline's too sharp, I'm thinking, nah, bro.
But he's got a good hairline.
He does.
Yeah, very good.
But then I think my man still enhances it. Anyway,
but he won't have that for long if he's getting trimmed like that.
Yeah.
Bro. If he keeps getting trims like that
three
that,
a week.
I look at him, I haven't seen it.
It hasn't flinched.
3 times a week, I promise you, it's far better. Yeah, it's a lot better and much easier to take a flamethrower and just go all over your hairline than to do that. Yeah. 3 times a week is
three
crazy.
3 times a week is crazy.
That's crazy.
You need to let your hair grow back out, innit?
Yeah. Let's go around. How much is your trims?
Nah, mine's still
25.
Yeah, 20, 25.
I'm 25.
I do mine myself, innit?
I'm on 35.
35. Inflation is crazy.
Yeah.
When I used to get trims, I stopped getting trims like 4 years ago, but my thing was like £15.
Yeah, bro, when I was in Jamaica, and the way I went to the first guy that was free. I didn't have time to waste. I was like, because you can't really.
I said, show me your Instagram. Let me see your trims.
You know what it is, I always feel like. Like every barber growing up, if he was fresh from yard, he could trim. It's just like, it's something they do.
It took too much though.
But then he done my trim, I was nervous on the seat. You see, when you go to a new barber, like there's sweat dripping down. Like
you can hear the clippers louder as well.
He was fading the back, and then he flinched and he was like, And I was like,
What?
I was like, I can't see it. I'm like, yo, bro, stop playing with me. But he caught one of the clippers on my dreads. I was like, cool, whatever. Then, bro, he charged me £5, equivalent of £5, for the fade. I said, bro, this thing, he asked me how much I'd be paying in London. I said, 15. And he was like, he's just trying to get some real money. So I gave him like £10 worth. So little tip.
Couldn't even give him like 15, but 20.
Bro,
should have paid him an exposure.
Bro.
But you know what? My story, bro.
When you go to them places, they like when I've ever seen my family in Jamaica, they think I'm rich.
Mm.
I am surviving. I'm paid check to check. Bro. Just about that.
Yeah.
And it's like
that's what they think though, isn't it? When you go back home, you got money.
Yeah. So, it's even funny. Like my cousin be patting me down, like, you got iPhone, you got any spare iPhone?
Spare iPhone in your pocket, you know?
Spare iPhone.
you might give him an iPhone 7, you're like, yo, what's this?
Bro. Like, they see you with anything here and they think that you're up, bro. It's like you don't know what this is costing me. It's taking my soul, right?
Bro,
you don't know,
legit,
like,
full on, fam.
It's taking
something I wanted to talk about.
This is taking money I don't even have yet. Like, do you know what I mean?
I've been seeing a lot of comments about how we're racist.
Oh, I saw that as well.
What?
I mean, you say we, it's you three though. Cause
they're saying that we're racist.
Wait, who's number three?
I think it's the whole
white woman.
Yeah. I feel like
milk lady is.
That's what you're a PR stunt.
It makes sense. I'm here, man.
The comment that I see a lot on that is, imagine if a group of white men sat down and say, what's your black woman?
What do you think about that?
Well, imagine if we went back 500 years and black men were slinging white people around like cattle. I mean, we can do the imagining if we want. You know,
can we talk about something else? Or,
but you know what?
We can hypothesize and politic and deliberate all we want.
But I was saying, bro, we done, it was in episode 5 where we done the white people appreciation.
Yeah, we did a white, but we have to do another one. So we have to do another one.
Should we just
for PR? For PR,
I say we just rattle off our random like favorite white people. What's
I
your?
Got, I got four.
What's Louis Theroux.
I got four.
Oh, good white. That's a great
Louis
one.
Theroux.
That's a great one.
Who?
Louis Theroux.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's a good. That's a good white man.
That's a very, very good shot.
I got four. Mac Miller.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
He seemed like he should be racist, but he's not. Yeah. He's crazy, isn't it? No. He seemed like he should be racist.
He's not. He was the fourth, third one I was going to say. Oh. Steven Gerrard.
Yeah. I was in like, he was first in my head.
And number four.
Steven Gerrard.
Yeah.
Steven Gerrard. Is a bit,
he's got a bit of racism in him.
Yeah, he's like, he's all right. Does.
All Scousers do.
Yeah. My one's random, like it'll be like Mark Wahlberg. That's a good man to me. That's a good. That's a good man to me.
He confirmed racist.
The party did it.
Is that Kevin Hart meme?
Football time. That's my favorite football time.
But
he has the allegations. Though.
Yeah,
he has allegations.
My one.
You're prepared to let the race down.
Other one is TJ Detweiler.
Yeah.
Wait, does that count though? He's a cartoon guy.
TJ Detweiler is the best white person I've ever met.
Reminded me of my number four.
Ooh.
I got my four: Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mac Miller, Steven Gerrard, Tommy Pickles.
Oh,
Tommy Pickles.
They're cartoons.
No, no, it counts.
Yeah, they're real to me.
Tommy Pickles real to me.
Fair enough.
You know who I'd put down?
You don't. You didn't watch what?
Rugrats.
Cartoons.
Which anyone?
Not really. I wasn't really into cartoons.
Okay. We get it. Okay.
That was it. Alright, man. From the gutters. We didn't have TV in the gutters.
They're talking about global warming or something, man. But I haven't changed.
Very English, Frank.
You know who my other one is?
Go on.
It's Donald Trump.
Donald, oh my God.
A man that freed Kodak and Lil Wayne, yeah?
And ASAP Rocky.
Bro, hey.
Oh yeah, when he was in, was it Sweden?
Sweden.
Slipping on, anyway.
Hey, Donald Trump is a good man.
No, he's not, man.
Name me one.
This podcast is not pro-Trump.
Name me one president that's freed the guys.
Name me, I mean, the guy was groping women.
Who?
Donald Trump!
I didn't hear about that.
You didn't hear about that.
I didn't hear about that. I just heard the good stuff, man.
Nah. The nigga was groping women. The guy was literally, his whole campaign was built on racism.
He was mentally unstable.
Like,
what president hasn't been built off racism?
Mm-hmm. Obama.
He wasn't a great president.
He wasn't, but
his campaign wasn't built off racism.
Yeah.
Like, he
kinda was.
Kinda was.
It was anti-racism. Like, yo, we need a black president, I feel like.
Yeah, but he's...
You saying PR stunt?
Yeah. I feel like America said, give them what they want, kind of thing.
They want. They hated that.
But how come mixed race people are always seen as black, by the way, when they're doing something
of the skin.
Good? And then if there's something bad, it's like... No, wait, sorry. If they're seen... Wait, no, actually, they're always seen as black.
They're
always seen as black. Yeah.
They're black. It don't matter what they're doing. Yeah. They could be selling crack or running for Senate. It don't matter. They're black.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Another good white person, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I feel like he's done no wrong. I feel like that guy just walks around in basketball.
He just goes
shorts.
About his business, yeah. Playing pickup.
That's it. It seems like a good one.
I can't really think of anyone else.
I feel like all of our favorite like white people have like really, really tough vices. Either they're like gambling addicts, drugs, mm-hmm. fucking probably into like drinking and whatnot. Like,
not Tony Pickles.
Something. Oh, that nigga's
three. He's even younger than that. That nigga's still in diapers.
My favorite white person probably Lionel Messi, because Argentinians are white, man.
Yeah, fine.
That was crazy. That was a crazy time. When Messi won the World Cup.
Oh, bro, the scenes.
Bro.
Knee slides in the living room.
Messi thing I always think about. You see the video of Messi standing there and the nigga's banging the drum.
The guy's like, Messi's like,
he's definitely autistic. Bro,
what's going on?
The thing is, right? There's no way you can be that good at football and not autistic.
I think all geniuses.
What?
I think all geniuses have some form of autism.
Yeah, you have to.
No, I think they just some people are just geniuses.
Or they're psychopaths like Ronaldo. Ronaldo's not autistic. He's like,
I don't think he's a psycho. I think Ronaldo's mad insecure.
I can see that as well. I think he's mad insecure. Maybe it's both.
Mm. Bro.
But I think he's mad insecure. Mad insecure.
But
like, he's talking about some, yo, I would love it if I got to the final and like, you know, I scored a hat trick and whatever. Or he's talking about, I deserve more. But Messi's never come out and like, said, you get me, yo, fuck Ronaldo.
I deserve this.
Can Messi speak? Can I add one more white man though?
Go on.
Iniesta.
Okay, you love that man.
He's just got a cute face, bro.
Bro, like, wait.
Could you imagine Iniesta saying anything bad to anyone ever, bro?
Was it you saying, yeah? If you scroll down on Keys' page, a little on his Insta, there's like a random shout out.
There's pictures of Iniesta and Messi. Like, if you go on my Insta far enough down.
That's so funny.
I used to love that guy, bro.
Oh, man.
He looked old from when he was like 18, bro.
Yeah. Do you know what I wanted to talk about? See the rapper DDG.
Yeah, well, and
he's dating. So wait, so I'm not. You see, the thing is with me, I didn't even know who DDG was until the other day. Like, so, I'm not like even the other day when I didn't know who Kai Cenat was until like 2 weeks ago. Keith, I don't know who these people are. So what? He's dating Halle.
Yeah,
and he used to fuck with Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
And what? He's trying to get back into Ruby Rose.
Nah. So what happened? Yeah, Ruby Rose just put out a message saying that see when your ex still. No, that was it. DDG put Harley in Ruby Rose's clothes, apparently.
And it was on his story.
Ruby Rose made a tweet about it. And then that was like, whatever. The next morning, she posted.
She was burst, bro. She went to the club or whatever, and she started tweeting.
Yeah.
Like, drunk tweeting.
Bro, when you're drunk tweeting.
Drunk tweet is crazy, yeah. Bro. You've got an addiction. Yeah. Bro. That's nuts.
But just saying, I don't know.
Exactly, but she posted the Insta DMs, yeah. And then it's obviously like she said, it's funny that you're trying to get back with me now that you're arguing with your
missus. Yeah, I saw that screen.
And then he was like, DDG was like, it's all cap, yeah, like CGI, whatever. No, that was, it was all cap. And she posted like the screen recording on the app to prove it's real. And he was like, bro, that's CGI. I said, you're taking a piss.
Do you know what's fucked? The next day she was still tweeting and she was saying, I'm still drunk.
Yeah, no, but
this girl was drunk for like 48 hours.
I saw something when people talking about some men are losing their, what's it called? When they're getting their affairs drawn out of Ruby Rose, like she's mad regular. I'm like,
hey man.
If that's regular, I've been hitting twos and threes my whole life.
Ruby Rose is the American Shenseea, man.
Yeah.
Like, they look mad similar.
If that's regular. Like, one guy was like, cool, if that's regular, post your BM. I was fucking crying.
No, I was waiting on it. I was waiting for him to post it.
I was waiting for
him
to
see it. He was not going to post
it. Obviously not. Like.
You see what it is? Like, see with Ruby Rose, that's talent you don't find everywhere.
You don't just find that.
Once you do find it, you take good care of it. Yeah. You don't want her to be a celebrity. It's one of them ones that if you found her with a few, like 2,000 followers, you don't even want to show the mandem.
You remember back in the day when you find a thing on Twitter, 200 followers?
Yeah. Yo!
No one. You exchange followers with her, you don't tweet her, you don't retweet, nothing. Nope.
Don't even like her tweets,
bro. The worst thing is when you click on a chick's profile, she's nice, you see, follow, far down, follow.
Don't say my name.
Respond to Targaryen.
Hey, I see.
Isaiah Finks.
I see Miles Morrison there.
I see Kia Key's music too much. I see a baddie. I'm just like,
No, man was so stingy before. Yeah, when even if they wanted to show you something in the convo, they would hide it.
You see, you see when you send it into the group chat, you have to scribble it out.
Don't worry who it is.
I know what.
Hey, yo, screenshot.
Hey, yo, listen.
Hey, focus.
Hey, man, he's like, listen, yeah. I'm starting to feel like you wouldn't even want this unless you saw it.
this one here is a personal vibe. Yeah.
You've been banging that one out in the comments, by the way.
This babe, she's kind of special to me. But I get it, man. Like, but if I get caught cheating with Ruby Rose, I got to turn to my missus and be like, hey.
It's Ruby Rose, man.
Yeah, like, it's one of them ones. But getting caught out.
Wait, in what scenario, though? As in, like, your missus is a regular girl?
Yeah, regular.
No, you gotta forgive me. Look at what I can aspire to.
Come
on, man. You gotta forgive me.
But the thing is like, people, that's what we always, you need to get off this thing where it's not, sometimes, though, niggas don't even be cheating off looks.
Yeah, that's true.
I think sometimes niggas just be cheating just to see if they can do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Because it's like, he's with Halle, innit? Like, Halle's gorgeous.
But he,
so I saw a tweet about that where they said something like, the difference between cheating in men and women is different because if a man cheats, it wasn't all his choice. If a woman cheats, it was always her choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you mean?
So as in, like, if a woman wants sex, she can get sex.
Yeah.
If a man cheats,
he has to do everything. There's so many steps.
It has to kind of be put to him and him say
there's
yes.
There's so many steps where you could have turned around and be like, I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You followed her. you liked the picture.
Yeah.
You
responded to a story.
Yeah.
So they're saying what's worse, saying that a man's worse or
no, a woman's worse because the power's in her hands.
Woman can literally just say, "What are you doing tonight?"
Yeah. I just feel like
a man can say, "What are you doing tonight?" and get Ed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
But I think is the only reason why I just say a woman's worse is because I feel like men react to the impulse a bit more.
Yeah.
They're a bit more impulsive. Women are proud.
There's normally a reason.
You know what I say?
Listen, women are smart and more mature than men, innit? So if they're gonna do something shysty, it's like, yo.
You know what it is?
Can't do this when you're smarter than me. Unfair.
I've said, yeah, certain men don't have any cheating etiquette. It's, bro, I was on Twitter,
it's a cheating etiquette.
I was on Twitter, I seen a man eating cheeks on a video,
yeah, that's crazy.
And this woman posted, I said,
he's a rugby player.
I said, you have no respect for your queen.
Was the one in the alleyway?
No, he was in bed just eating cheeks.
Take a video. Oh.
Yeah, that's for me, yeah, bro. If I was a cheater, innit, yeah, if I was, I say that loosely. But
loosely.
But no, but if I was, I wouldn't be doing the whole like how was your day kind of thing.
Oh.
It would just be strictly cheeks.
Yeah,
so straight business.
Pull up and crashing.
Yeah, like it wouldn't like
I feel say,
like,
yeah, it's time.
There's fine line between cheating and having an affair.
Okay.
Like it's, they're both the same thing though, man.
No, they're very different.
To me, they're the same thing.
Affairs normally have feelings involved.
Yeah, but you're still cheating though.
Like for me personally, yeah.
Affair is double life, whole life.
Ben Nigerian do that.
If I find out my missus got beat out, yeah, I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna be hurt. If I find out you sucked the nigga dick, took him out shopping, went on a few dates, yeah.
That's crazy.
Bro, I'd be heartbroken. I'd be finished. Like, I'd be on the floor.
You are my villain origin story.
Bro, like.
Out here doing what?
Bro,
who?
Hey, man.
Taking care of it?
do you want me not, I don't know, this is wait, not even about, no, what were you going to say?
You see the Lamar song, where he's talking about, he gave his missus the card, yeah. And she maxed that out on him.
That's crazy.
On the new guy.
That's crazy.
I said that certain stuff.
His
like,
bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I tell you.
Was it 50-50?
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Been a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Oof. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Step back, don't try to kiss me. Right about now, I'm 50.
Banger. Shout out Fame Academy.
Hey,
that's real TV. Shout out Fame Academy. That's real TV, man.
Pop Idol. Remember Pop Idol?
Oh, bruv. That was, yeah, before X Factor, innit?
The Pop Idol, yeah.
Yeah, Pop Idol. Come from America. We'll come first. American Idol, Pop Idol.
Pop Idol. Yeah.
Pop Idol.
Pop Idol come first. Okay, fuck.
Simon Cowell, revolutionary.
Which reminds me, is it S Club 7? They're doing a reunion thing.
They
yeah.
got a light, man. They're trying to get fan back.
I'm just thinking.
Light, man.
How many people do you reckon is pulling up to the O2 if they.
I reckon they could do numbers.
Do you reckon they could sell that O2?
Nah, yeah. No. How much is O2?
Bro, like.
40,000?
They can do that.
Did N-Dubs do that?
Yeah, N-Dubs did it.
S Club could do it, bro.
Remember, you don't remember
Nostalgia is a drug, bro.
Yeah.
Nostalgia is a drug.
There's a lot of 50-year-olds that are waiting for that to drop.
What I will say though, yeah, not 50-year-olds.
Not 50, no, probably like 30, 35,
40, 40, 40.
Nah, S Club 7 was around when I was a kid.
I was
primary school. No. I feel like S Club.
And they were like 16.
Yeah, I feel like S Club's for the people like, yeah, let's say late teens.
35, the people like 35
I'll say you were 16 when S Club.
No. I was in primary school, they were like 16.
Oh yeah, I was definitely young.
But so, okay, so forgive me, mid 30s, 40s area. Mid 30s, 40s.
Broski, I think you're misjudging how, like, S Club was when I was a kid, I'm 26.
I remember S Club Juniors was for us.
No, I was already like in my
we were like, teens. We were like 12, yeah. 13, them times there.
Yeah.
S Club, we were like 7, 8, primary school. They playing in the disco, bro, kind of thing. Them were like,
the target audience is like 28 to like 33.
Okay, fair enough.
Do you know what they played in my school disco?
What?
Pump It Louder!
Oh, bro. Everyone in their jeans and their AstroTurfs.
Yeah.
Didn't break dance on the floor and
shit. The T90s.
You know that red shirt with the fire on it? The No Fear one.
Is that the white?
Looking
white
like a Weller red, from Tracy Beaker.
Yo.
Hey, my school
disco. No, facing Hallison.
My
sister like crash.
My school disco drip was crazy, bro. Oh, like shit. You see, like the jeans and the Astros, yeah. But I just remember, going to the disco. I didn't want to dance with no things. Like I just remember, it was like in year six, and this girl was whining like crazy to some. I don't even like just inappropriate music. Yeah, I remember she started whining, slut dropping. And we
fucking
was,
hell.
We was only what, like.
It's probably low T-Pain. That's yeah. When he had a chokehold on,
but
all
you see,
of us.
You see when someone gets escorted out of the dance, she definitely got escorted out.
He to go.
She's been watching too much
so MTV. So what Astros did you lot wear in primary school?
T-90s.
So T-90s.
T-90s.
I had Puma Kings, bro.
I was wearing Diodoras.
Yeah, the Sunday clothes.
I was
Diodoras.
Diodoras
yeah.
Are hard. You saw some players wearing Diodoras back in the day.
What, I used to wear three quarter lengths and Puma Kings.
Wait, what? Carbrini was in JD.
Yo, yeah, he was. They had Astros as well, bro.
Why were you?
Yeah. I didn't wear them.
See with my ones. You see when I had the T90s, yeah, I always feel like I could pass better because I had the circle finger.
Yeah, yeah.
The guys are breaking it down. You see this bit here?
Breaking the lines.
It's been like 10 years since I wore Nike boots.
Is it?
Only wear Adidas. I used to.
Adidas?
So the last pair of Nikes I had when I went to Denmark on my Sunday league team in 2013 summer to play ball, I wore T90s that summer. When I got back, the next year was the World Cup year.
Yeah.
And they had like the Predators and everything.
Predators. Oh, to be fair, Adidas back then.
From Predators, yeah. I went to Nitro Charge. When they discontinued Nitro Charge.
I don't even know what that is.
No exactly. One were there with a yellow band.
They had
the yellow band in the middle.
They discontinued.
Gerard used to wear them.
They were like silver.
Yeah, but comfiest boots I've ever worn. Actually, no, I'm lying. Copas are the comfiest boots I've ever worn.
I hear it.
Since like 2016, 17, I've just worn Copas.
Referee boots.
Yeah, come on. Patrick Vieira boots, be respectful.
Lionel boots.
I just like comfortable boots, innit? Oh, yeah. And I'm a centre.
I think Nike is more Mercurial's big up Adidas though, bro. Keep sending me them Crocs, but I think Nike boots are more comfy than Adidas.
I think
I've got wide feet.
What Nike boots? Because you maybe Tiempo is in it, but
no,
Merck's more comfortable.
Merck's, you have wide feet.
Wait, Merck's more comfortable than Copa Mundials.
More comfortable than
Copa Mundials. Come on, dog.
I can't wear them, bro. Like, feel like I've got
they're a bit too stiff at the bottom for me.
Ankle weights on.
Depends, man. The Adidas boots, I feel like they narrow when you get to the
top. Yeah, bro.
I think it definitely.
I got what's it called? Narrow feet, innit?
But I think it depends on what player you are.
Yeah,
Keys is a ridiculous player, as in like he's. You see them guys, yeah, who's on FIFA. Bare skills for no reason.
Yep.
That's Keys.
And a lot. Keys, he knows how to do skills as well.
Keys is like.
I'm like fat, but I got feet.
Bro, like he's like, you see on FIFA where you fake the goalkeeper, fake him again, and try to chip it. Yeah. That's Keys. He's that guy to take the piss.
Fair enough.
But
for me, I used to wear speed boots when I was younger, innit? Mm. Kind of thing. Yeah. But I didn't have a first touch. Speedboat, no.
Oh, it was Solomon Kalou.
So I just used to run in straight lines, innit, kind of thing. If it came to like turning, I was nicked, bro.
I can tell you was one of those guys that didn't know how to handle his pace. You was too
fast. That's exactly what it was.
I
couldn't slow down.
I'm going to draw you out again. We need to hear the story about finishing practice after football.
No, we've done this already, haven't we?
Yeah, we did it on something else, bro.
Yeah.
I need to hear it again.
Damn, okay, so I was I was 16 at this point in time. No, like 17 at this point in time, right? My last year, my scholarship. So basically after this year, you're getting pros, innit?
Yeah.
So I'm not doing very well, innit? I've been injured a lot. Then I'm like, okay, let me do some training, innit? Some extra training finishing, I'm a striker.
Yeah.
So I've gone by myself, no goalkeeper, and the youth team coach come with me, Tom. So like, he's passing me the ball. So basically I'm on the edge of the box. He's passing me the ball from like, the byline.
Yeah.
And then I'm taking a touch and I'm just meant to finish it.
Out your feet, man.
Yeah. I'm just missing the target, bro. Missing the target. Right. There's no one in there. I'm overthinking it, innit?
No goalkeeper's crazy.
Literally. Because I'm trying to hit corners, innit? I'm like, oh, because goalkeeper saved this one, but I'm missing. I just get mad frustrated with myself, innit? So I start crying. And my coach is like, who's that? Why are you crying? I was like, man, I can't do it, man. I'm just trying to hit the target, man. I can't do it. He was like, oh, no, calm down, take a breath. And then once one of the other
calm
players
down,
came.
Do you know what's mad? Is that this is professional academy, bro. Yeah. Like, you're at a professional academy. You're 18 years old, 17, 18.
Yeah, so I'm a grown man at this.
And you're crying because you're missing open goals, bro. Like,
that's so crazy.
And you're when you put it that way.
Why don't you just start side footing it? You see the ball in the net a little bit.
That's the thing, but I wasn't trying to lace it. That's what I was trying to do. I was trying to Thierry Henry it.
And you're missing.
You're trying to hit the corners, he said.
I was like, I'm literally overthinking.
Bro, all you have to do is actually, you missed a few corners. Let me just side foot one or two.
Yeah, down the middle.
Go in the net. But the thing is, yeah, I almost didn't, like, become a footballer. Because these times I'm playing Sunday League or whatever, yeah. So these times I was on trial. I was 16.
Okay.
And then the academy manager, he's got like all the trialists around, yeah? And he's asked everyone like, oh, like, how bad do you want a scholar? A scholar is obviously a contract just before the pro. You got guys like, oh, 100%, 110%, 150%, da, 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 I want it bad, ah. Oh. And he goes to me, it's my turn. I was like, Amo, how bad do you want a scholar? I said, ah. About 92%. He said 92%. He's like, why 92? I said, ah, I'm not really 100, but start 92. Yeah. Like, bro, it just didn't make any sense.
My Instagram's kind of popping.
I don't know why. It just came, the first thing that popped in my head.
You have 8%.
But 92 is mad specific.
Yeah, like, at least you've got multiples of five.
Like, even 90, yeah, 95 or 90, yeah. Like, where's the other 2% coming from?
I kind of want it, but I want to be too bad if you don't give it to me.
It didn't make any sense.
I don't want to pressure you, big bro. Like,
I did get the contract, though, but even from then, I think my time.
Just being in that system is mad, bro. Yeah. The whole system is just crazy, bro. Like, there's so many things that coaches say to you that you just think, like, bro, I'm a kid and you're talking to me.
Yeah.
When the coach brought me into a meeting and he said, yeah, I think you might be better like doing like freestyle tricks, like going around the world doing freestyle tricks.
What's that guy?
I'm trying
name?
To be a footballer, bro.
Brendan Groove.
Yeah.
They told Mo that he should work on sprinting.
He said I can be a sprinter.
Yeah.
My meeting talking about to get a pro now. I got released.
I feel like
listen here, Blackie.
That's not even funny, bro.
I didn't even laugh, bro. That's not even funny.
He said, I genuinely think you could be a sprinter. I'm like, thank you so much, man. I've been training for 2 years trying to be a professional footballer.
Crazy. I think a lot of these people, coaching is obviously coaching, but you need to have people skills, innit?
Yeah.
And I think to a degree, these coaches don't want to coddle you because they want to get you ready for the real world.
But, yeah, you know what,
at the same time, you're dealing with children, innit?
I kind of hear it because it kind of puts like, you remember that moment and it's like, you kind of need that to just give you that extra edge. You see,
they're core memories, bro.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between giving a kid an edge and breaking him.
Yeah.
I've never coached at that level. I coached. They were 11. I coached them for 2 years, innit? I remember one time, me and my boy Adam, we were coaching them, and we're playing this. I think it's that 2-1. We're winning 2-1, and it's a tight game, innit? There was this dude who I didn't want to bring him in it because I didn't think he was good enough. I didn't want to bring him that day.
Name his name.
21 now. You'd be like 21 now.
By the way,
I ain't saying his name.
Can I cut you off? Like bringing your friend to a ball session, yeah, it's like.
No, I was coaching.
Oh.
Me and my boy Adam were coaching the team.
Oh.
The team. And there was a youth he brought. He looked okay in training. Mm. I saw through the facade. I was like, yo, the youth's not nice, innit? Like, bring it. And the thing is, you told the youth he could come that day, innit?
It's kind of like, I don't want to be racist, but it's kind of like them Somalian ballers were growing up.
It's not even, no.
They were so nice in the playground, but 11 aside.
No, it wasn't even that. I'll tell you exactly what happened.
They're just tricks.
I'll tell you exactly how this happened. We're in training, we're doing drills, and like, he looked sharp during these drills, innit? But I saw through it. Anyway, we're doing a warm-up for the game now, like a 30-minute warm-up. Balloon touch. He can't pass the ball 5 yards. Everything is a mess. I looked at Adam. I go, yo, this nigga not nice. Anyway, playing the game. Game's tight now. And then I think the referee said something to us like, there's 2 minutes left or something. He said 2 minutes left. And that's when the youth realised he wasn't going to come on. Burst out crying.
On the 11s?
I think he's at 12.
Okay.
On the 12.
But it gets like that.
Burst out crying.
I feel like
I looked at it, I was like, this is your fault, you know.
Did you bring him on though?
No, it was fucking.
You didn't bring him on the 2 minutes?
Oh, under 12s is crazy, bro. That's not, it's not
you
even
don't even need the results.
It's not even that.
It doesn't even matter.
I wanted to win.
Alice was playing like his job was on the line.
Guardiola, you know.
I'm a serial. I remember one time I was dating this girl and I was at her place. And we're playing Monopoly, innit, with like our flatmates and that. And then whole thing was just the days, innit? I remember I won the Monopoly. Anyway, I'm feeling good. You go back to her room now, fuming at me. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, I am never playing any kind of game with you ever again.
What?
I was like, what did I do? She was like, you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
Monopoly,
yeah.
Like, you be getting mad competitive. Yeah, you hurt my feelings. I'm going to bed. I said,
me?
I wanted my cheeks after Monopoly, Victor. I said, yeah, whoa, winner's cheeks. I said, she said,
landed on Mayfair.
She's like, I'm going to sleep. Don't talk to me. I said,
Still one though.
Fucking hell, one though.
You're there like to one. That's a W to me.
But the thing is, yeah, like I get so competitive, it becomes a day, isn't it? Yeah. Like the 2 hours
just sees red. Playing,
the 2 hours we were playing, I don't remember it. It's just the days. I remember rolling the dice to start. I remember collecting my winnings at the end.
You know what is? Women are so non-competitive in life. Like, even when I go bowling and that, like they're laughing when they miss and that. Bro,
what?
Why are you laughing, bro?
This is serious. This is mad serious.
This is serious, bro.
But I remember I went on one date in New York, yeah? And bro, she smacked me up on every game, bro. She was a proper game ahead, but I didn't know. Bro, every game she smacked me up.
Like an arcade?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Bro, I felt mad embarrassed. Like, why are you going to do this to me? I was like telling her to slow down a little bit, but like, yeah, that was embarrassing.
But so in New York?
Yeah.
On, sometimes overseas.
Sometimes
that's an ick, though.
Yeah.
And the girl's like too good at stuff.
Yeah.
How can I control you, bro?
That's it.
How can I manipulate you if you're better than me at everything?
You're too experienced.
Oh my.
And the thing is, women are wising up to the whole I let you in thing. No, I can't walk.
How long to an hour? How long to an hour? What's it on the.
You got washed.
Let me switch this up. I was randomly thinking, yeah. Like, you ever have, like, random flashbacks of, like, just, like, bad times, like, embarrassing? You see when you're in bed, yeah?
Yep.
And the most embarrassing thing that comes to your head, yeah?
I have it every sec.
Hey, what's your lot's most embarrassing sex story?
No.
I ain't telling that shit on here.
Yeah.
What?
I ain't telling that shit on here. You fucking crazy, Yak.
Yeah, Charles, I got shit on my dick.
I'll tell you. You almost made it through.
Okay. We were about
you shouldn't
to
give
make,
me the extra time,
we were
bro.
About to
What's
make
the extra time.
We were almost made it through, Keys. You got so close.
I said I had shit on my dick. How? What position did you have her in?
Let's not talk about that.
I don't want to talk about
it. I think
I've had one.
What's yours?
My one's. I don't think it's that bad. I think a lot of men go through this, innit? So you look, back me up in it if you can.
Okay.
I felt,
I look forward to letting you down.
Before I got in, I knew I was going to come early doors, innit? You know, you have that feeling already. Cool. But I wanted to style it out. So I'm in now. I'm like, shit, I got 3 strokes. So I just pulled a cramp. Faked it. And they stretched me out.
That's a vibe, though.
Yeah.
And then it just made her forget the fact that I was about to come.
I think my one, it will always be.
Didn't that happen to you as well?
Yeah, my one was serious.
A real life crap.
Yeah. My one, I was just in bed, just thinking, There was one time I was with this girl, in my bed doing the thing, And I tried talking dirty to her and I started.
Oh no.
No, wait.
You sure you like that?
I was like, whose pussy is this? The thing is, my brain was so in the mode of getting it out,
Yeah.
It was like, oh man. And then I swear to you,
did she let it slide?
No.
A good woman.
She was a horrible woman.
Bro, laughing or something.
Bro, well, she went like this, and started giggling.
I've got more as well. I farted on a girl's tongue back.
So. Oh, please, man.
Why her tongue? That's a mad sensation for her.
Hey.
I have a question. Why does both of the things you say do with assholes?
Bro, I was just thinking in the bedroom, you got to experiment, bro.
Okay.
With me, I'm different, so.
What position were you in?
Suicide doors.
Lamborghini.
Yeah, suicide doors.
Fuck.
Yo,
yeah,
honest question, is it live though?
What's that?
Is it live though?
Bro, it's very good, bro. It was amazing.
All right, fair enough.
But that was the problem. I think it was too good. I just relaxed a bit too much. Yeah. And And I've got another one. My boy, this is not my story, it's my boy. He was drunk and he was having sex with his girl at the time. And he just kept on saying, I love you too, to her. But she wasn't saying that. Apparently he said it like 5 times. I love you too, babe.
She's like, huh?
What the fuck?
I think my other one is when how do I explain this story?
Oh my God.
So this girl wanted to, at the time, she wanted to like sleep with me. She was very like upfront about it. Mm. I was like, open goal here. Like, yeah. You see when they like come around your house and then they just give you pussy, like it's like, it was too easy. Mm-hmm. But then, bro, I was stroking my hardest. Like usually on the first time around, I really want like someone, yeah. It's not always the best.
Yeah.
But then I was stroking my heart. I'm giving the wood of my life, yeah. And then I'm just like,
I think you've told
me. Yeah. And then I just rolled over. I'm like sweating. And then she was just like, yeah, like that dick was whack. And then I was like,
well,
what?
She said it to you?
Straight up. And then I was like, what? She was like, oh, I forgot to tell you, like, I'm a lesbian. And this is my first time having sex with a man. And she's like, she said, it wasn't whack. Like, the dick wasn't whack. It was like, I just felt nothing.
Fuck.
And I was like, so you just used me, like, as an experiment. And I just sat there. And she's like, yeah, like, I just didn't have any feelings towards you. Like, it wasn't fun. Like, and then I went a good 20 minutes. And she was like, yeah, it was like, not long enough. And I was like, how long does lesbian sex, like, go on for?
But they can have multiple orgasms. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, she was like, we just go until we both stop. I was like, how long does that usually like go on for? Like time. She's like, that could be like an hour.
Yeah. No, but I was
saying, you got a job.
Bro, I saw an hour.
I
saw a tweet that someone said that people should normalize like having like chats about like their sex. Like,
oh, yeah, 100%, 100%.
And then football Twitter had a field day with that.
Bro, it was like, is it like the hand job thing?
Yeah.
You should, yeah. Have you ever received a good hand job?
No, I have. And I have.
She milked you.
Nigga, I'm not a cow. Anyway,
had you squirming?
No. You don't do that, man. That's bad.
What's him?
had him squealing.
We have to.
That's him.
Stop.
You have to give women the benefit of the doubt. The whole hand job thing, innit?
Why is that?
It's like,
why is that?
Our job, innit?
It's our job, yeah. To what?
To fucking like, stroke our dicks,
because,
no,
because the thing is that
like, they don't know how to stroke dick.
They were just
like,
fucking hell, bro. Calm down.
About their genitalia.
That's also true, but at the end of the day, we're men, innit? We're here to please.
I hear it.
So.
No, but it's like.
At the same time, it's like, okay.
I got a question for you.
No, let me finish. Like. So what I was gonna say was gonna sound mad fire, innit?
No, go.
Let me say.
No, wait.
Okay. Alex is gonna turn this into a TikTok.
He probably will.
So obviously, yeah, like you can do it to yourself better, innit? Like the best porn, mm-hmm. innit? Yeah.
Sure.
Because obviously, like,
yeah, you know.
But how can you expect a woman to know how to do that?
Why do women expect us to know how to?
I can't answer that question. I'm not a woman.
Well, I'm just saying that we're both like, having to come to.
It's like you see with girls, yeah.
Yeah.
They say like they know how to eat pussy well because they know how the mechanics of of the woman.
Don't say it.
You think you'd be able to suck?
Don't say it.
No.
Yeah.
100%. Do you know what though?
Guys, bro.
I want to say, have any of you lot ever enjoyed 69?
Yeah.
No. I have.
I think it's the worst position in the world.
I don't think it's
the I don't best. Like my dick being sucked backwards, bro.
Yeah, it's not.
I do.
I need to see your face.
I do.
And like, it needs to be in front of me.
Me and Keys were talking about this the other day. Like,
yeah,
69, your nose is in the hole as well, bro.
That's
a different vibe.
You like ever
a different vibe.
No, have you never had sex with a girl with like a big clit? Like a big clit.
No.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a micro
penis.
It feels like, you know, it's a small one. Like,
it's even got a head in that.
So you've been sucking dick?
No, bro.
Do you not know where the clit is, like, fully?
Are you being serious?
What are we doing? What are we
sex education, bro.
Bro.
Sometimes.
Is this fucking call her daddy or something?
And sometimes I just be freestyling.
Come on, man.
It's up. Oh, fuck it. It's up there somewhere.
Now, back in the day when you were a kid. And you wasn't really like having sex. It was like the fingering thing. I used to think if you're just going ham with a girl that's.
Yeah.
I thought
like you're playing the guitar,
and then you realise like later on you get older, and they tell you like, yeah, that shit hurts.
Yeah.
But do you know what's weird? it's different for different girls. Yeah. Like sometimes you'll be doing it like soft and a girl will be like,
do a bit more.
Yeah, do it harder. Like,
I hear it. It's kind of like them like stroking our meat though, isn't it? Pretty much.
Yeah.
Sex is just compromise, but they be trying to
shift gears on that. Chill, bro.
I tell you about one of the finest like ledgers in life, yeah. You see where you just finish like, I don't know, having sex and you got a bit of like pussy juice on your finger. And like during the day, you just go like,
you say it.
Slap.
Shit, rub it on your gum. You're taking a piss, bro.
Go rub it on your gum.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you're just at work. You're just at work. It's like.
So wait, you don't worry, bro. But
wait, have you not ever fingered a girl and like, you're trying to wash it, the smell off and you can smell it for like
a few
the
days.
Next like 24 no. hours?
Yeah, yeah.
I've washed my hands like 4 times, bro.
Do you know what
and it still smells like?
Do you know what with me? It's
iron.
Crazy. Say iron.
Say
if I've been eating pussy.
Spinach, like spinach.
Okay.
If I've been
okay.
Coppers.
With me, yeah, it's worse. Like if I've been eating pussy, yeah, and like, it's on my like moustache for like a good day or two. Like
it just be a day or two.
Bro, like I don't know what it is.
I'm sitting here like fuck you. Yo,
eyes will grab.
Do you know what it is? It would just be there, like. No matter how much you wash it out, it's just like it's a stench that you just can't get rid of.
I can't relate. I can't relate.
So you lot are telling me you've never been with a girl that her downstairs isn't smelling.
Yeah, as that's happened before, but it hasn't lingered for a day.
As in a couple of times, one time, what in general? What?
No, just like one time.
And sometimes you can't.
I don't go again.
Sometimes it's not even like a bad smell. It's just like it's really. You ever get that aftershave?
Really strong.
That's just strong. It sticks with you for like 12 hours.
That's crazy. Yeah? Do you ever get dealing with might need to see someone about that? Yeah. But, shouldn't be lingering for 2-3 days. Like.
Hey, not 2-3 days. Like
it's aftershave.
36 hours.
Aftershaves.
36 hours.
Spray some.
That's come 2-3 days.
Isn't that 1.5 days?
I'm like antiperspirant, you know? 48-hour protection. You're violating, bro.
I just put that pussy for 2-3 days. That's crazy. My deodorant don't even last that long, bro.
Hey, but I'll go mad, bro. You're going like this, bro. What the fuck?
Sometimes I don't be washing my hands on purpose, bro. Fucking I need to keep that stench there. For a rainy day, just...
The fuck is
it's like an episode of The Simpsons where that girl Bart had his crush on, gave him a spit shake. Wash his hands
like this.
Oh man!
Every so often.
Let's wrap this up, man.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah,
please.
Before it gets too horny.
We've gone over that line, bro. Been done over.
Yeah, but horny headquarters.
Just one like normal episode.
Do you know what I like though? I feel like when I say them random stuff, like you can try and post it on TikTok, but that's getting taken down, bro.
Nah, I beat the algorithm.
Found a way around it.
Yeah. Did the other one get taken down? Did it?
Bro, that one was probably like our first video that done views.
What? Which one?
The first video that done views was
with Ed.
It was the heartbreak one.
No, it was Ed one. I'm talking about.
Oh, the Ed.
This one was gonna hit 1 million. Like it got to the point where, bro, I posted it and it got like 1,000 views, whatever. Yeah. There was just one day.
It just doubled back.
It just went to 100 to 500,000.
There was a period we had like a crazy 3-4 days.
Yeah.
We had a crazy, we had like 30K followers on that 3-4 days on TikTok.
Yeah.
But it's been crazy. But yeah, the Keys won there. And when they took it down, I was like, I don't even want to get like the whole
thank
page.
God for
you
that.
Keys
no,
Keys
reloaded it. He reloaded it, bro. And it's got more views this time.
No.
That doesn't.
No, it's only on 100K. Right?
Yeah.
Only.
Anyway, Gino's back.
Yeah, yeah.
Cheeksy's back.
Love me, bro.
Love to Mo and Keys for showing love and pulling up today.
Always.
Anyway, use the hashtag, like, share, subscribe, retweet when we post it on Twitter. Yeah. We share. What's this episode what?
Stream Lean On Me. What's this episode? 59?
Cool. Stream Lean On Me.
Invest in Me coming out soon as well, by the way, if you didn't know.
Yeah,
We got Suge Knight.
Yeah, right.
By the way, for the people asking when it's coming out, yeah, Keys, Moses was like, oh yeah, I think we should release it. Keys hit him with like, yeah, the beat's 4K. Hey, and it was crazy. He said the beat's 4K and let's not get into the feature.
All right, man. Listen, over and out. Thank you, guys.
Free features.
I miss you guys. Over and out, man.
All right, love.
That is hilarious, bro. When Keith said that, I was like, what?
Hey, man, welcome to the industry, bro.
You're violating, bro.
Hey, stop playing with me, man.